感谢主，我们的弟兄已经说了。
Thank the Lord that our brother has already said.
基督是一切问题的答案。
Christ is the answer to all our questions.
所以感谢主，我没有答案，只有基督有答案。
Thank you. I do not have answers. Only Christ has answers.
但是感谢主，给我们许多的问题。
We thank the Lord for all these questions.
我们不要怕问题。
We shouldn't be afraid of questions.
我们要怕没有问题。
We have to be afraid of not having questions.
那就是糟了。
Then it's a problem.
所以感谢赞美主，为做许许多多的问题。
Thank and praise the Lord for all these questions.
我想我们可以再有一次的特会。
We think that we can have another conference then.
还不能解决这所有的问题。
Because we haven't taken care of all the questions.
我拿到许多的问题。
I had received many questions.
我没有办法一一的在那里交通。
I cannot answer every question.
所以我把所有的问题都归纳起来。
So I have organized the questions.
归纳起来还有五个大问题。
After I have organized them, there are still five big questions.
可以有五次的特会。
We could have five more conferences.
所以要在这短短的时间呢，交通，我觉得很为难。
So to only spend just a few minutes to share this and answer this, I think it's difficult.
第一个问题可以说是关乎合一和交通的问题。
The first question relates to unity.And fellowship.
感谢赞美主，弟兄姊妹心里面有这样的问题。
Thank and praise the Lord that brothers and sisters have such questions.
神把我们不同的人。
The Lord has taken us very different people.
神把我们有不同的看法、做法。
And we who have different opinions on how to do things.
他却能把我们在圣灵里面合而为一。
Yet in the Holy Spirit, He can join us in one.
所以不同并不是合一的难处。
So being different is not the difficulty with the unity.
不同反而是合一的奇妙。
Being different is actually presenting the mystery of the unity.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们不要因为碰到一些不同的情形。
Don't because we have encountered different situations.
叫我们放弃，不保守，竭力的保守，在圣灵里的合一。
That we give up on diligently preserving the unity of the Spirit.
因为只有我们竭力保守在圣灵里的合一。
Because only when we diligently preserve the unity of the Spirit.
并且我们第一次敞开来交通。
And we are open to each other in fellowship.
我们会达到在正道上和认识神儿子上的合一。
We will attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
当然，这需要我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Of course, this needs every single brother and sister.
要有一个敞开的灵。
To have an open spirit.
同时呢。
At the same time.
也有一个谦卑的心。
Also to have a humble heart.
我们的难处
Our difficulty
只要别人都像我一样
We want others to be like us
这样 我们就满意了
This way we are satisfied
但是感谢赞美神
But thank and praise God
就借着各种的不同
Through the many differences
叫我们学习忍耐
To learn patience
叫我们学习虚心
To have us learn humility
叫我们不勉强别人，一定要照着我们所看见的去做。
To cause us not to force others to do according to what we believe is right.
同时，我们还是愿意交通。
But yet, we are still willing to fellowship.
我们愿意从弟兄姊妹的中间。
We are willing to from the brothers and sisters.
来接受，凡是出于神。
To receive.Everything that is of God.
因为我们一个人总是有限。
Because we as an individual are limited.
所以我们需要弟兄姊妹彼此的交通。
So we need the fellowship of brothers and sisters.
有的人发现个问题。
Some people ask this question.
那究竟我们怎么能交通呢？
then how do we fellowship?
如果他在不同的聚会里头,
if he is in a different meeting,
如果他有不同的背景,
if he has a different background,
他有不同的做法,
he has a different method of doing things,
我们怎么能与他有交通呢?
How can we have fellowship with them?
那第一我们要记得,
the first thing we have to remember,
交通是从个人开始,
fellowship starts with an individual,
同时呢,
at the same time,
在神的祝福底下, 也能叫我们教会与教会交通。
And in the Lord's blessing, fellowship can happen between churches.
所以如果我们碰到难处的时候,
So when we encounter difficulty,
感谢赞美主,
thank and praise the Lord.
在教会的里面,
in the church,
或者在组织的里面,
or in an organization,
总有一些爱主的弟兄姊妹,
there ought to be a few brothers and sisters that love the Lord,
能超越外面的组织,
that can overcome that or outer organization,
而在圣灵的里面彼此交通,
and in the spirit have fellowship.
所以这并不是不可能的事情,
it's not an impossible thing.
虽然那个交通不够完全,
even though that fellowship may not be complete,
因为交通的根基是生命,
because the fellowship's basis is life.
交通的程度乃是真理,
but yet,The degree of fellowship has to do with truth.
我们不能把真理当作交通的基础。
We cannot use truth as the foundation for our fellowship.
当然我所说的真理不是只说基本的信仰说的。
But when I speak about truth, I'm not speaking about a basic truth.
因为我们是一个信的为主。
Because we have one faith and one Lord.
但是这一个是指着整个的圣经的教训说。
But this speaks about the whole, all of the teaching of the Bible.
所以虽然在那些的真理上面，我们的看法不同，做法不同。
Even though in these matters of truth, we may have different understandings and different ways of doing it.
但是我们不要被这些东西所捆绑。
But let us not be bound by these things.
让我们从个人的交通开始。
Let us start with individual fellowship first.
如果彼此有主的生命,
if there is the life of Christ,
我们最少能在生命的里面我们交往。
At the minimum, we can have fellowship in life.
然后渐渐因着交通的缘故能达到在正道上和认识神儿子的合一上。
And slowly through fellowship, we can attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
严格地说来,
strictly speaking,
我们不是与任何的组织交通。
We don't have fellowship with certain organizations.
如果你要与组织交通的话,
if you want to have fellowship with an organization,
那你必须要同意或者要妥协。
Because then you either have to agree with them or you have to compromise.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
我们是与圣徒交通。
We have fellowship with the saints.
我们也与圣的教会交通。
We also have fellowship with the church of God.
所以我想我只能在原则上稍微提一下。
I think I can only mention this in principle.
那第二个问题。
The second question.
可以说是关乎我们的生活和我们的教导。
Has to do with our living and our teaching.
我曾在这里说过
I had once said
身体的生活乃是从生命而来的
Body living initiates with life
并不是从教导来的
Does not come from teaching
但是教导乃是在以后发生的
Teaching happens later
因为能帮助我们在生活的上面比较准确
Because it can help usTo live the body living more accurately.
所以你在读圣经的时候,
so when you read the Bible,
你看见说当使徒们出去传道,
you see that when the apostles went forth to preach,
他们带领一般的人信了主,
they brought a group of people to believe in the Lord,
让这一般弟兄姊妹大家一同在主里面聚集交通,
and these brothers and sisters gathered together in fellowship.
好像他们很少在那里给他们许多的教导
as if they really gave them a lot of teaching.
因为他们只把这些弟兄姊妹交给圣灵。
Because they have entrusted these brothers and sisters to the Holy Spirit.
人的教导有限。
Man's teaching is limited.
但是圣灵在我们的里面。
But the Holy Spirit in us.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
神的恩膏在我们里面。
The anointing of God is in us.
他亲自要教导我们。
And he will teach us himself.
大事和小事。
Big things, small things.
他都要教导我们。
He will teach us in all things.
我们如果顺服膏油的教训，
If we obey the teaching of the anointing,
我们就常常住在主的里面。
And we will often abide in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
神没有把你交给人。
God did not entrust you to any human.
神把你交给圣灵。
God entrusted you to the Holy Spirit.
因为神尊重我们。
Because God respects us.
他不能把我们交给任何的人。
He cannot entrust us to any man.
他自己要来教训我们。
He will teach us himself.
所以在每一个人里面有生命。
So in each person there is life.
有生命的灵在里头。
There is the spirit of life in him.
他要教导我们。
He will teach us.
叫我们知道怎样能彼此相助。
To teach us how to help each other.
怎样能彼此勉励？
How to encourage one another.
怎样能一同聚集，一同交通？
How to gather, how to fellowship.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以你看使徒们。
So you see, if they look at the apostles.
他们没有详细地教导他们怎样聚会。
They did not in detail show them how to meet.
他们把这些人带到主面前。
They brought these people before the Lord.
让他们在主的主权之下一同聚集。
And then gathered under God's authority.
圣灵自己带领他。
The Holy Spirit led him themselves.
借着他们里面的生命在那里带领他们。
And then through the portion of life in them led them.
等到使徒们再回到他们中间的时候。
And when the apostles returned to them,
才能看见圣灵的工作。
They could see the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后你才看见有设立长老的事情。
Then you see them establishing elders.
因为神已经在弟兄们的中间。
Because the Lord was already in the midst of the brethren.
谁是他拣选的人？
Who are those that he chose?
圣灵的拣选。
The choosing of the Holy Spirit.
使徒们或这一人而已。
The apostles only recognized them.
我想一个很明显的例子。
I think there's a perfect example.
保罗在哥林多有一年半之久。
Paul spent 1.5 years in Corinth.
他对他们讲了许许多多的话。
He spoke many words to them.
但是也有许多的话他没有讲。
But he didn't speak a lot of words.
我想这是有意义的。
I think there is a significance there.
因为如果他讲得太早，
Because if he spoke some words too early,
哥林多的教会就变成一个组织了。
The church in Corinth will become an organization.
好像样样都很整整齐齐。
As if everything is very orderly.
没有一点的纷乱。
There is no confusion.
但是是死的。
But it's dead.
不是活的。
Not alive.
所以你看他有好些的话他不讲。
So there are many words Paul did not say.
一直到哥林多前书第十四章的里面。
Until you reach 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
他在提到说，当我们聚集的时候，应当怎么做。
Then he says, when we meet, we ought to do such and such.
当神的儿众儿女聚集在一起的时候。
When the children of God gather together.
他说。
He said,
有的人有诗歌。
Some people may have hymns.
有的人有启示。
Some may have revelation.
有的人有话语。
Some may have some words.
那么大家就让圣灵来带领。
And then everyone will be led by the Holy Spirit.
照着神所给你的。
According to what God has given you.
你就在那里供应给教会。
Then you contribute to the church.
如果说方言。
If you speak in tongues.
两三个人说方言。
Two or three ought to speak in tongues.
不要大家都在那里说方言。
Not everybody speaking in tongues.
如果有人说方言的话。
If someone speaks in tongues.
一定要有人翻译。
Someone has to translate.
不然其他的人都不懂神在那里做什么。
Then no one knows what God is doing there.
甚至说先知讲道。
Even the prophets and the teachers.
也不要每一个人做先知讲道。
Not everybody ought to be prophets and teachers.
大家都讲。
if everybody speaks,
大家同时讲,
everybody speaks at the same time,
一点都听不见,
no one can understand.
他说, 也是一两个, 两个, 三个,
it's two or three.
啊, 够了,
it's enough.
不能太多,
not too many.
太多你也不能吸收了,
so many you cannot accept it. To be
那如果先知在讲道了,
if a prophet is speaking,
忽然有一个弟兄, 他在说启示,
and all of a sudden a brother has a revelation.
那么怎么办?
Then what do you do?
那么, 这个先知讲道的人就坐下来了,
the prophet then needs to sit down.
让神的启示能告诉弟兄姊妹,
to allow the revelation of God be given to brothers and sisters.
所以每一件事情都是很有秩序的,
so everything is orderly.
这是圣灵的秩序,
this is the order from the Holy Spirit.
并且都是美丽的,
and it's beautiful.
圣灵在那里运行的时候,
when the Holy Spirit moves,
他在身体里头运行,
he moves in the body.
不是一个人在那里霸占一切,
not one person taking up all the time.
你看这是多美丽的一件事情,
don't you think it's a wonderful and beautiful thing?
也非常有秩序,
and it's very orderly.
乃是到14章,
then in chapter 14, Paul reminds them,
表明说,
and spoke to them,
在那个之前,
before that,
这些弟兄姊妹聚集在一起,
these brothers and sisters, when they gathered,
大家争先恐后的,
everybody was trying to fight to who will speak first.
那个时候可能姊妹的话更多,
maybe sisters speak even more,
好像弟兄的话,
as if the brothers spoke less. But thank and praise God. Slowly the brothers started to have words. At that time, then the spiritual order becomes evident. So brothers, you see, you need teaching. You allow life to come first.
一开始就教导的话,
if in the beginning all you do is teach,
这个生命反而受了限制,
then this life becomes restrained,
不能长大,
cannot grow up.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们还是需要教导,
we still need teaching.
但是教导不过是在旁边帮助,
teaching is only on the side assisting.
为什么需要教导呢?
Why do we need teaching?
有的时候我们在那里说,
sometimes we say there,
新约里面说你们不用别人来教导你,
and the New Testament says you do not need anyone to teach you,
因为圣灵在你里面会教导你,
because the Holy Spirit will teach you in you.
所以我们这些教导的人都应当走掉,
so we who teach should go away.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
神还是兴起人来教导,
God still raises people to teach.
教导不过在旁边帮助,
teaching is there only assisting on the side.
真正帮助我们,
the one that truly helps us,
乃是圣灵自己,
is the Holy Spirit.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
每一个人都应当向着主,
may all of us be turn our face towards the Lord.
要学习让圣灵天天来带领我们,
to learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us and lead us every day.
天天来教导我们,
to teach us every day.
并且我们顺服,
and then we submit and obey.
如果这样的话,
if we do this,
当我们聚集在一起的时候,
as we gather together,
对于圣灵的运行,
and when it comes to this matter of the whole moving of the Spirit,
就没有问题,
then there's no problem.
今天的问题在哪里呢?
What is the problem today?
我们在日常生活中,
in our daily living,
我们不接受圣灵的教导,
we do not allow the Spirit to teach us.
到了聚会的时候,
when we come to the meeting,
你要受圣灵的教导,
when you want to learn the teaching of the Spirit,
就非常的困难,
it becomes very difficult.
那么只有牧道散会了,
then you just have to pray and finish the meeting.
那第三个大问题,
the third big question,
我们怎样能保守我们自己在神面前圣洁?
How do we keep ourselves holy before God?
我们怎样能保守我们所在的教会在神面前圣洁?
How do we keep the church that we're in holy?
严格地说来,
strictly speaking,
我们不能保守,
we cannot keep it.
我们自己都保守不了,
we cannot even keep ourselves.
我们能保守弟兄姊妹吗?
How can we keep brothers and sisters?
只有一位能保守我们,
only one person can keep us.
那就是我们的主,
and that is our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
是主保守我们,
it is the Lord who has kept us.
如果不是主保守我们的话,
if the Lord didn't keep us,
我们早已跌倒了,
we would have already fallen.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
他不但拯救我们。
He not only saves us.
他是救我们到底。
He saves us to the end.
所以他是我们唯一的保障。
So he is our only protection.
如果我们把自己交在他的手里。
If we entrust ourselves into his hand.
他能叫我们全然成圣。
He can allow us to be completely holy.
叫我们灵魂身体都成圣。
Spirit, soul, and body be sanctified.
并且得蒙他的保守。
And to be protected by him.
在他荣耀的面前。
Before his glory.
无可指责。
Without a blame.
这是神做的事。
This is the working of God.
这是神所能做的事。
This is what God can do.
要紧的把自己交托给他。
The important thing is that you have to entrust yourself to him.
我们不要想我们自己可以保守自己圣洁。
Don't think that we can keep ourselves holy.
不管你的毅力有多大。
No matter how strong your will is.
你没有办法保守你自己。
You cannot keep yourself.
试探太大。
Temptation is too great.
吸引太大。
Attractions are too great.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
我们里面住在我们里面。
The one who dwells in us.
第一住在世界上的更大。
Is greater than he who is in the world.
他能保守我们不失脚。
He can protect us not to stumble.
欢欢喜喜站在他的面前。
To joyously stand before him.
因为他是长远活主。
Because he lived eternally.
为我们祷告。
Often praying for us always.
他是我们的大祭司。
He is our great high priest.
他天天为我们祷告。
He prays for us every day.
他不断地为我们祷告。
He prays for us unceasingly.
叫我们能脱离试探。
That we may be delivered from temptation.
当我们跌倒的时候。
When we fall.
叫我们能回头。
That we may be willing to return.
只有他能保守我们。
Only he can keep us.
我们实在感谢他。
We thank and praise the Lord.
那教会也是一样。
And it's the same thing with the church.
个人需要主的保守。
We need God's protection individually.
教会也需要主的保守。
The church also needs the Lord's protection.
我们没有办法在那里做警察。
We cannot be there being a policeman.
这个警察是圣灵。
The policeman is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要仰望主，保守他的教会圣洁。
So we have to look to the Lord to keep his church blemished without wrinkle.
那么第四个问题。
The fourth question.
第四个问题是关乎圣灵的问题。
Has to do with the Holy Spirit.
有人把这个问题。
Someone asked this question.
说我们应当顺服圣灵。
We ought to obey the Holy Spirit.
那么哥林多前书十四章里面。
How about in 1 Corinthians chapter 14?
先知的灵要顺服先知。
The spirit of the prophet needs to obey the prophet.
那这个与顺服圣灵有没有冲突？
That is it in conflict with obeying the Holy Spirit?
那么弟兄姊妹请记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember,
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他是神。
He is God.
他在那里是基督的代表。
He is there representing Christ.
他在那里是代表神。
He there represents God.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
所以我们得顺服他。
So we ought to obey and submit to him.
我们得相信他。
We ought to believe in him.
并且我们要顺服他。
We have to submit to him.
不但在大事上要顺服。
Not just in big matters.
小事就自由了。
And then free in little things.
连小事也要顺服他。
Even in little things we have to submit to him.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
但是。
But.
先知的灵是顺服先知。
The spirit of the prophet needs to submit to the prophet.
当初哥林多的信徒。
The saints in Corinth,
他不能分辨这两件事。
He could not distinguish these two.
他以为说。
He thought.
圣灵降在他身上。
When the Holy Spirit came upon him.
赐给他恩赐。
And gave him a gift.
那我他就不能管理圣灵所赐的恩赐。
So he could not control the gift that the Spirit gave him.
因此
For this reason,
他就得说，如果主今天给我方言的恩赐，
he felt that if the Lord gave me tongues today,
那我一定 要说方言。
Then I have to speak in tongues.
不管有没有人翻方言。
No matter if there was anyone there to interpret.
因为我要顺服圣灵。
Because I had to submit to the Holy Spirit.
你知道今天的难处。
You know the difficulty today.
当人受灵恩的时候。
When people have been influenced by a charismatic movement.
他不敢试验灵。
He dares not to test the Spirit.
因为他觉得如果他试验灵，他是得罪圣灵。
Because he felt that if he is there to test the Spirit, he is sinning against the Spirit.
但是圣经明明告诉我们。
But the Bible clearly states,
所有的灵不能都相信。
You cannot believe every spirit.
你要试验这个灵是不是从神来的。
You have to test whether the Spirit is from God or not.
因为除了圣灵之外。
Because other than the Holy Spirit,
还有许多的邪灵在地上。
There are many evil spirits on the earth.
除了许多的邪灵。
Other than the evil spirits,
还有许多堕落的灵在地上。
And there are some fallen spirits.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
当我们有灵恩经历的时候
When we have an experience of the Spirit,
你要试验那个灵
You have to test that Spirit.
是不是出于神
Whether that Spirit is from God.
凡是不认耶稣是道成肉身的
Every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus as incarnate God.
那就是敌基督的灵
That's the Spirit of the Antichrist.
不是神
It's not the Holy Spirit.
所以你看见这是很重要的
So this is very important.
那么圣灵降在人的身上。
So the Holy Spirit coming upon man.
这是他的彰显。
This is his manifestation.
所以圣经就用 manifestation 这个字。
So the Bible uses the word manifestation.
这是他的彰显。
This is his manifestation.
他彰显他的能力。
He manifests his power.
他彰显他的恩赐。
He manifests his gifts.
因为恩赐都从圣灵来的。
Because all gifts are from the Holy Spirit.
能力也是从圣灵来的。
Power is also from the Holy Spirit.
但是不是圣灵自己。
But it's not the Holy Spirit himself.
换一句话说。
In other words,
恩赐没有人格的。
Gift, it does not have a personality.
没有圣灵的人格在里头。
Doesn't have the personality of the Spirit in that gift.
这是圣灵的彰显。
This is a manifestation of the Spirit.
所以先知的灵要顺服先知。
So therefore, the spirit of the prophet needs to submit to the prophet.
先知要管理使用这个灵。
Prophet has to exercise that spirit.
有的时候先知要借助这个先知的灵说预言。
So sometimes this prophet, through the spirit of the prophet, needs to prophesy.
但是有的时候他要管制。这一个先知的灵。
But sometimes he has to control the spirit of the prophet.
因为恩赐好像一把刀一样。
Because the gift is like a sword.
很有用处。
It's very useful.
但是
But
如果你不知道怎样运用它的话
If you do not know how to use it.
这个反而有害处。
Then it becomes with negative effect.
你不能把一把刀交在一个小孩子的手里头。
You cannot entrust a sword into the hand of a child.
他把这个刀就害自己也害别人。
Then this sword will cause harm to him and to others.
因为他的生命不够来使用这一个能力。
Because his life is not sufficient to know how to use this gift.
需要生命上要长大。
His life needs to grow up.
有够多的恩典。
To have enough grace.
来使用这个恩赐。
To use this gift.
今天人注重恩赐。
Today people focus on the gift.
忽略恩典。
But neglect grace.
因为恩典需要代价。
Because grace needs a price to be paid.
恩典需要对付我们的肉体。
Because grace, we have to deal with our flesh.
你如果在恩典上有缺少的话。
But if you are lacking in grace.
你就要这种能力。
Then you will receive power.
这是一件危险的事情。
This is dangerous.
所以我们学了一个功课。
So we learn a lesson.
你到五旬节之前。
Before the Pentecost.
你先得经过哥哥他。
You still have to first go through Golgotha.
没有经过哥哥他。
Before you go through Golgotha.
就进到五旬节。
Then you enter into Pentecost.
这有难处。
Then there is difficulty there.
这是今天广圣灵。混乱的原因。
So that's why there is so much confusion about the Spirit today.
所以我们需要先到哥哥他。
So we have to go to Golgotha first.
对付我们的天然。
And deal with our natural man.
让主的生命在我们里面掌权。
Then we allow the life of the Lord to rule in us.
然后能力可以有正常正当的使用。
Then the power can be executed properly.
所以先知的灵是顺服先知。
So the spirit of the prophet needs to submit to the prophet.
那最后一个问题。
Then the last question.
关乎青年的问题。
It relates to the young people.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
许多弟兄姊妹对于在教会里头的青年有负担。
Many brothers and sisters are burdened about the young people in the church.
所以今天你看见。
So you see today,
在许多的基督教的组织里面,
in many Christian organizations,
他们要用各种各样的方法来吸引青年人。
They try to use many different methods to draw the young people.
如果青年人喜欢外面这些东西,
if the young people enjoy these external things,
让我们把这些外面的东西带到教会里来。
Let us bring these external things into the church.
可以吸引他们。
We can attract them.
但是弟兄们。
But brothers and sisters,
我们要知道,
we have to know,
这些都是虚假的。
These things are all false.
真正吸引是主的爱吸引。
What really draws us is the love of God.
只有当主的爱吸引我们的时候,
only when the Lord, love of the Lord draws us,
我们才会起来跟从他。
Then we will rise up and follow him.
我们必须要像彼得一样。
You need to be like Peter.
对主说。
To say to the Lord.
主啊。
Lord.
你有永生之道。
You have the words of eternal life.
我们相信你是从神来的。
We believe you have come from God.
我们还能到哪里去呢？
Where else can we go?
我们必须跟从。
We have to follow you.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天需要的是基督的爱激励。
We need today for the love of the Lord to encourage us.
所以我们对于青年们,
so for the young people,
我们唯一也能帮助他们,
the only thing we can help them with,
就是我们要带他们到主面前,
we have to bring them before the presence of the Lord,
让他们与主有直接的关系,
allow them to have a direct relationship with our Lord.
当主的爱摸住他们的时候,
when the Lord, love of the Lord touches them,
你赶也赶不住他们,
you cannot even try to cast them away,
因为他是被主的主,
because they've already been gained by the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
不是外面的方法要来吸引青年,
it's not an external method to try to draw young people.
如果是这样的话,
if it's this way,
这些的青年没有属灵的前途,
these young people do not have a spiritual future.
并且他要把整个的教会带到世界里,
and yet he will bring the whole church into the world.
我们不要在那里注意人数,
let us not pay attention to the numbers.
因为人多就是成功,
thinking that the more numbers we have, the more successful we are.
这是世界,
this is the world.
教会不在乎人多少,
the church does not matter the number of people.
神说要的是品质, 不是数字。
What God wants is quality, not quantity.
所以我们需要为青年祷告。
So we have to pray for our young people.
求助自己来摸着他们。
To ask the Lord to touch them.
同时我们也有一个责任。
We also have a responsibility.
我们在他们面前要有见证。
We have to have a testimony before them.
我们不能劝他们要爱主。
We cannot encourage them to love the Lord.
而我们自己爱世界。
And we go love the world.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是今天教会的难处。
This is a difficulty in the church today.
我们看见青年为他们担心。
We see the young people and we worry for them.
但是我们自己呢?
But how about us?
我们应当为自己担心。
We have to worry for ourselves.
不让世界抓住我们的心。
Do not allow the world to capture our hearts.
我们口里说爱主。
We say in our mouths we love the Lord.
我们的生活是爱世界。
But our living shows that we love the world.
这样的榜样。
This example.
青年人看得很清楚。
The young people observe it very clearly.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们不能做假冒伪善的人。
We cannot be hypocrites.
我们在神面前怎么样？
How are we before God?
我们在人面前也是照样。
We then are before men.
我们在个人的生活上怎么样？
In our life individually we are such.
我们在儿女的面前也怎样？
Before our children we are the same as
well. 不能有两种的生活。
You cannot have two lives.
这样我们把青年都赶到世界去。
Because then we will send all of the young people into the world.
是父母在主面前的眼泪。
The tears of the parents
叫儿女爱主。
It will cause the children to love the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这不是青年的问题。
This is not a problem with the youth.
这是我们大家的问题。
This is a problem with all of us.
愿神怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
We thank
the Lord, we heard some very good answers.
We
all hope that the longer our brother speaks, the better. Then that gives me the excuse to speak very shortly.
我这里有一个问题是这样，就是说，有一个 不知道哪位弟兄或者姊妹问说，昨天下午信息以前，大家都拿到了一份的讲义。
And the question I had was, don't know if it's a brother or sister, said that before the meeting we received a handout.
因为昨天晚下午我们没有解释这个讲义。
And we actually didn't have a chance or an opportunity to explain what the handout was all about.
那里面我们也提到一首尼弟兄写的词。
And we also had the lyrics of a hymn that Brother Nee wrote.
让我爱不受感慨。
Let me love and not be respected.
所以呢，有人就想知道说，到底这个背景是什么样的背景。
So there's the question is they want to know what the background was.
我想我当然应该要回答这个问题。
So I will try to answer.
那昨天我们讲到腓勒帖腓的时候
，Yesterday when we spoke on Philadelphia，
我们提到这个摩尔维亚的大复兴。
We talked about the Moravian revival.
结果他们有一百年的这个守望的祷告。
And they had a 100-year prayer vigil.
他们是根据以赛亚六十二章的话。
And they did it according to the words in Isaiah 62.
他们为耶路撒冷要设立守望。
For Jerusalem, watchmen were set.
他们自己不歇息，他们也不让他歇息。
And they did not rest, and they did not let the Lord rest either.
只等到耶路撒冷成为可赞美的。
Until Jerusalem was made and established as a praise in the earth.
所以他们就决定。每天找二十四个弟兄，二十四个姊妹。
So every day, 24 brothers, 24 sisters.
每一个弟兄或者姊妹祷告一个钟头。
And each brother or sister prayed for an entire hour.
二十四小时从来没有停过。
And they did not stop 24 hours straight.
不止一年。
Not only one year.
两年。
Two years.
三年。
Three years.
结果持续了一百年。
And it lasted for 100 years.
所以你看，这实在是个大的复兴。
This was a great revival.
那因着那个祷告。
Because of that prayer.
我们说过。六十五年以后，这个从守望村就打发去，就从那里就打发出三百个弟兄姊妹出去。
And we mentioned that 65 years later, then 300 missionaries were sent out of Hernhut.
那些木匠、那些陶匠在守望村的时候，他们做木匠、做陶匠。
Those carpenters, those potters were carpenters and potters while they were in Hernhut.
他们想到主什么时候打发他们出去，他们可以同样做木匠，同样的做铁匠。
And they believed that they could still be a potter, they could still be a carpenter once they were sent out by the Lord.
所以我们看见这实在是圣灵做的。
We know this was done indeed a work by the Holy Spirit.
那祷告一百年以后
，After the prayer for 100 years，
结果1828年主在英国兴起了一个很大的运动。
In 1828 there was a great movement.
所以我们昨天特别提到 Darby， 提到 George Muller， 也提到Robert Chapman 三位弟兄。
And we mentioned yesterday about Darby, Muller, and
Robert Chapman.
我们用他们来形容他们怎弟兄们怎样遵守主的道。
We use them to describe how the brothers kept the word.
没有弃绝他的名。
Did not reject his name.
还有遵守他忍耐的道。
And kept the word of his patience.
然后时间就没有了。
And then our time ran out.
因为又过一百年。
And then 100 years later.
就是1828年的时候。
In 1928.
1928年的时候。
In 1928.
结果主在大主在中国在印度也做了一些事。
And the Lord did a mighty work in China and in India.
那我的意思就是如果我们讲到那一段的故事的时候。
So my point is if we had time and had been able to explain that story.
那么我们可以借助这些讲义。
And then we have been able to use the handout.
那么那里有一个上海聚会处的一个图。
And in that handout, you actually had a picture of a place of worship in Shanghai.
原因我们是想讲到大陆开始，中国开始聚会的时候。
And the reason was, I wanted to explain when China began the meetings.
那因为有一个西国弟兄，他在上海住了七年。
There was a Westerner who lived in Shanghai for 7 years.
所以他就做了一个很有趣的观察和报告。
He had a very interesting report.
就是那个时候的聚会是怎样的聚会。
He kind of reported how did they meet at that time.
是非常有趣的。
It was very interesting.
但是为了要配合那个解释，所以就给大家大概那个时候上海聚会的图样。
So just to be able to explain that time, at that time, this, there was a design given.
所以目的是为着帮助的。
And the design of the actual building to help.
但是我们没有时间，所以我想这一次我们就没有机会提到这些事情。
So we actually ran out of time and did not have a chance to explain it.
那我们为什么提起那个让我爱而不受感戴呢？
Why did we bring out the lyrics of that hymn, Let Me Be Loved?Let me love and not be respected.
因为那个刚好是印在那个时候出的一份杂志，叫做《奖金记录》。
Because that was actually printed in a magazine.
这个是为着少年弟兄们。
This magazine was prepared for the youth.
那么刚好那一次的封面。
That cover of that magazine.
那是1931年的时候。
In 1931.
那倪弟兄就把他刚刚好写的词就印在上面。
Our brother Washington Nee actually printed the words of his hymn on that magazine cover.
我们普通都以为是1930年写的。
We all thought that he wrote the magazine in 1930.
那结果我们找到这一份杂志以后，我们知道它上面明明写是1931年。
So when we found this magazine, it was written in 1931.
那么我们特地就照着当时那个封面的样子就印给大家。
So we printed it to show you the cover of that time.
所以我们在纽约印好了。准备就带来给弟兄们。
So we actually printed it and in New York and brought it here.
那个有一个姊妹看上面脏得很。
So one sister said, "This is so dirty."
她说这个不好看，让我重新把它打字打过。
So she said, "Let me just reprint it because and retype it."
我说不，我们就是要这脏脏的样子。
I said, "No, I do want it to look kind of dirty."
这个有点像古董一样。
It's like an antique.
所以那个时候的奖金记录就这个样子。
So this is how the journal or the magazine looked.
你看那个，你就说我今不知前途就有多远。
I do not know, my brother Nee says, I don't know how much further we have in the future.
然后他上面还括弧1931。
And then in parentheses he put 1931.
所以这样你大概就知道整个故事的背景。
So now you know the story in the background.
那为什么我们要提起这件事呢？
Why do we want to bring this up?
因为许多人讲到中国的大陆的工作的时候。
Because many people, when they speak on the work in mainland China.
他们都很容易想到倪弟兄。
Many times they think of Watchman Nee.
他们没有想到这个工作的的确是圣灵的工作。
They did not think that it was the work of the Holy Spirit.
背后有许多无名的英雄。
In the background, there are many unsung heroes.
是主知道的，也是主认识的。
The Lord knew them.
所以整个的工作是圣灵的工作。
The entire work is the work of the Holy Spirit.
主的确用了倪弟兄。
Yes, the Lord did use Watchman Nee.
但主也不用倪弟兄。
But he also did not use him.
当初刚开始。聚会起来的时候
，When the meeting first began，
就四年之间
，Within 4 years，
就在江苏跟浙江这两省
，Between 江苏 and 浙江，
最少有30个聚会的地方信息
，There were 30 gatherings，
而且大概有4000人
，About 4,000 people，
这实在是主自己的工作
，This is the Lord's work，
他们付上了许多的代价
，They paid a high price，
那么倪弟兄在做什么呢
？What did Washington Nee do？
倪弟兄他一个人自己在生死亡线上挣扎。
Our brother Ni was fighting between life and death.
就用过他一点。
Yes, the Lord used
him. 但等到这个复兴工作真的开始的时候。
But when the revival work began,
你一定还不知道他到底这条路还走多远。
Brother Ni did not know how many more years he had.
他不知道到底还有没有明天。
He did not know whether there was still tomorrow.
1926年他就在厦门就知道他病了。
In 1926, in Xiamen, he knew he was sick.
医生说你只有几个月。
The doctor said you only have a couple months left.
如果他这么走了，什么都没有了。
If he died, nothing would be left.
主又留了他两年。
But the Lord kept another
他终于写完了属灵人。
He finally finished writing the spiritual man.
他现在应该可以走了。
Now maybe he could leave.
所以那个时候他非常非常一直在死亡线上挣扎。
So he was fighting between life and death.
但是感谢主，到1928年年底的时候。
But at the end of 1928,
主奇妙地医治他。
The Lord miraculously healed him.
虽然医治了。
Even though he was healed,
但他身体非常非常的软弱。
But his body was weak.
一直到1931年。
Until 1931.
那个时候他偶尔做一点的工作。
He did some work.
那个时候他开始查马太福音。
He started to study Matthew.
所以也许就是查到马太五六七的时候。
And when probably when he was studying Matthew 5, 6, 7,
他就写了这首的词。
Lyrics of the
hymn. 他对自己的前途没有把握。
He didn't have certainty for his future.
他知道主可以用他，主也可以不用用他。
He knew the Lord could use him or might not use him.
所以我觉得这个是非常重要的。
So I feel this is so important.
我们就可以知道说，在中国的工作。
So we know that the work in China.
当初的确是圣灵做的。
That indeed it was the work of the Holy Spirit. Why?
因为神不可能把神的儿女一百年祷告放在一边。
Because the Lord would not just cast away the prayer of the saints for 100 years.
经过一百年。
Through 100 years.
然后就在英国兴起一班弟兄们。
The Lord raised a group of brethren in England.
再一百年。
Another 100 years.
结果就在中国，在印度在做。
And China, in India, the work.
然后在英国，借着史伯克弟兄做了更深的工作。
And even a deeper work through our brother Sparks in England.
所以他们的工作有圣灵的特点。
Their work has a special feature of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们讲到腓立比的时候
，So when we speak of Philadelphia,
那我的目的是希望能够讲一讲大陆的工作。
I wanted to speak a little bit about the work in China.
那主实在做了许多许多的工作。
The Lord has done much work.
这一条路是可以走的。
This way is a way that can be walked.
弟兄们有失败。
The brethren have failed.
英国的弟兄们有失败。
The brethren in England did fail.
中国跟印度的弟兄们都有失败。
The brethren in China and India have failed too.
那个失败和羞耻是显在全世界人面前。
That failure and that shame was manifest before the whole world.
但是不能因为他们倒下了，我们也倒下。
But not because they fell shall we fall also.
他们倒下了是我们的警戒。
Because if they fell is a warning to us.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这是我们的负担。
That is our burden.
所以特别为了年轻人。
Especially for the young ones.
我觉得尤其我们在座大部分都从中国来，都是可以说都是在这个范围里面的。
And we can say that most of us seated here today are among the spirit of China.
我们应该知道一点主在中国所做的工作。
So we need to know what was the work of the Lord in China.
那不止这班弟兄们。
Not only these brothers.
主也借着其他的弟兄们。
Other brothers as well.
像王明道弟兄，像其他的弟兄。
Such as brothers as 王明道。
他们主直来用，实在用他们。
The Lord indeed used them.
起初大家不知道这个路是一样的。
No, before they didn't see that the way was the same.
好像大家有一些不同。
It's as if they had differences.
等到试炼来到的时候。
So when temptation came.
等到火来。
When trials came.
等到火来到的时候。
And when the fires came.
你看这班弟兄们通通走在一起去。
And they all gathered together.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
写历史的人。
The historians tell us.
称他们说这一帮人是属灵派。
They say these are the spiritualists.
好像敬虔派一样。
As if they were the pietists.
那么这些人专门叫属灵的。
And these people all speak of the spiritual.
他们不只是 evangelicals.
Not only are they evangelicals.
他们不只是基要派。
Not only are they fundamentalists.
他们要更深的往前去。
But they want to move advance with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看圣灵能做人所不能做的工作。
The Holy Spirit can do a work that man cannot.
这一条路是真的。
This way is true.
是可以走的。
It can be walked.
我们说过。
We said,
从合一的弟兄们。
From the unity of the brethren.
一直到这个贵格会的弟兄们。
All the way to the Quakers.
一直到 Anabaptists.
All the way to the Anabaptists.
这些弟兄们用血铺了一条的路。
They used their blood to pave a way.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
如果主赐言的话。
If the Lord is to tarry.
我们应该能够走 但愿靠着主的恩典，我们能够走在上面。
By His grace, may we walk the way as well.
那么这个弟兄的问题就是，是不是没有说完的话可以补充？我就补充这么一点。
So the question really was, if you have not finished your message, can you finish it?
我不能再讲下去了，因为再讲下去，我们的弟兄就不能回答问题。
I cannot continue. If I do, my brother can't finish.
I wish our brother had gone on a little longer, frankly.
陈弟兄应该多讲一点。
We need to learn from history.
我们需要从历史中学习。
Mark Twain, the great American humorist, said, "We learn from history that we never learn from history."
马克吐温这个美国的作家说过，他说。我们从历史中学到的最大的教训就是我们从来没有在历史中学到任何东西。
Therefore, we're doomed to make the same mistakes that everybody else has made.
因着这个缘故，所以我们重蹈覆辙。
Well, my questions, in one sense, are grouped into three areas.
我把我收到的问题分成三类。
The first, now these are questions I wouldn't have raised this. What do we do when we have unspiritual leaders?
第一类的问题就是说，如果教会的这些带头的并不属灵。
Very good question.
很好的问题。
I have the greatest sympathy with young people.
我很同情这样的年轻人。
Who see very clearly that some of the leaders are not spiritual.
因为他们眼睛很明亮，可以看见这些人不够属灵。
Then you have a real big problem.
那你就有一个大问题了。
Sometimes younger people, we think younger people are empty-headed, they don't understand, but very often young people see more clearly than some of the older ones.
但是事实是年轻人看的人民的眼睛是雪亮的。
We have a problem here.
是一个问题。
What do we do about it?
那这种情形怎么办？
The word of God is very clear.
神的话很清楚。
The Lord Jesus is the one head of the church.
教会的元首是基督。
But we are also told very clearly in Romans 13 that we are to be subject to unsaved authority.
罗马十四章告诉我们，我们要顺服那个甚至没有得救的执政掌权的。
We are to be subject to every ordinance of man.
要顺服神所设立的权柄。
That is, if we are believers, we are to obey the law.
那么也就是说，我们要顺服这个政府的律法。
Now listen, I'm Jewish, you're Chinese. We are to pay taxes.
要付税。
Not to be dishonest.
不能。骗税
，not to cheat，
不能欺诈。
Very clear，
这都是很清楚的。
It is all in the word，
这都是圣经的话。
Jesus said, "Render to God what is God's, and to Caesar what is Caesar's."
该杀的物归给该杀，神的物归给神。
We are also meant to obey with
within the church those that have authority over it.
所以同样的，在教会里面，那些这个我们要顺服这些年长的弟兄。
Hebrews chapter 13 says, "Obey them that have the rule over you."
希伯来书十三章说，那要顺服那些带领你们的人。
But we still have a problem.
当然问题还在。
Especially if those who have the rule over us are not walking with the Lord.In a living manner.
尤其这些带领的弟兄并自己并没有活在主的面前。
What can we do?
那在这种情形之下怎么办?
Pray for revival.
祷告求主复兴教会。
We have another question here as well that is associated with this.
另外一个问题跟这个类似的。
I will just read it to you.
让我读一读这个问题。
I think it's a very good question. I imagine a lot of people have this problem. How do we break a fixed pattern? I think they mean routine.
我们怎么样打破这种传统？
One same sister saying the same long prayer every week.
有一个姐妹每个礼拜都祷告同样又长的一样的祷告每个礼拜
another brother or sister asking the same hymns every week
一个弟兄每个礼拜唱同一首诗歌每个礼拜
what can we do with these
像这种人我们怎么办
it kills the meeting
把整个的聚会的灵都杀掉了
I have the greatest sympathy
我非常同情你
What is needed is life.
因为聚会所需要的是生命。
You see, you can contribute. But if there is not spiritual life in us, it's boring.
如果这个聚会没有生命在里面，就非常的沉闷了。
Brothers and sisters, there is nothing so dead as a boring church.
我想一个沉闷枯燥的聚会是整个教会生活的死亡
When the Lord is not there
主不在里头
When the Holy Spirit is not clearly leading
圣灵在这里没有掌权
It can be so boring
那这样的聚会呢就死气一片
Especially for you younger people
那对年轻人来讲很痛苦
At least the Catholics have smells and bells and color
起码在这个望米沙的时候，起码还有铃铛了、香了，那个还改善气氛。
You know, there's all the time something happening.
因为那种聚会有很多事情发生。
In the Greek Orthodox Church, in the Syriac Church, in the Maronite Church, in the Catholic Church, always you're either kneeling, or you're standing, or you're sitting, or you're kneeling, or you're down. You can't go to sleep.
那些聚会你总是一下站起来一下跪下来一下这样所以你不会睡着的
In our church meetings we can have a whole lot of them But asleep
但是在我们的聚会里面大家都在睡觉
Having given the same hymn they give every week
唱同样的诗歌
Or the same portion of the word
或者讲同样的道
Or sometimes the same testimony
同样的见证都一样
There is nothing so boring as a church meeting.
所以这样的聚会当然是死气一片。
When the Lord is not there.
因为主不在中间。
But when the Lord is there.
可是如果主在的话。
There is nothing more exciting than a church.
那这个聚会就非常兴奋了。
You're in the throne room of God.
因为你在神的宝座前。
It is the head that is speaking to the Spirit.
头向他的，经过圣灵向教会说话。
It is the members of the body who are being used.
每一个肢体都在进功用。
Then we younger people, and not myself, of course, but you younger people.
所以每一个年轻弟兄们
，You are wonderfully helped.
你就得到造就。
You see the truth in action.
你就可以看见真理在进行中。
You see the truth in practice.
因为真理能够实行。
You see older ones full of the Lord.
因为这些年长的弟兄。充满了主
contribution they are making is life
那么这个聚会就活了。
It comes into the youngest person.
那么这些年轻人就能够感觉到了。
Then there comes a desire amongst younger people to talk with the older one.
那么这些年轻人就有兴趣跟年长的交通。
How did you get there?
哎，你们怎么会这样子的
？You see, in so many assemblies, we hear the problem: what to do with the young people? The young people are lifeless. They want the world.
那么，但是我们常常听见的是说，哦，年轻人，喜欢世界。
What we need to do is get on our knees and ask, Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years.
所以我们需要跪下来祷告，主啊，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
Meet us by your spirit.
求你用你的灵遇到我们每一个人。
I hope I have covered these questions on this matter, but associated with it is another question.
那另外一个类似的问题。
We are living in abnormal days.
今天我们在一个不正常的光景中。
We have Baptist churches, Methodist churches.Presbyterian churches.
你有浸信会、长老会，各式各样的不同的聚会。
Interdenominational church.
有宗派的，有非宗派的。
Pentecostal church.
有灵恩的。
Charismatic churches.
有五旬节的。
This is an abnormal condition.
这是一个反常的。
How are we to really put into practice these principles we've been talking about?
那么我们这次交通这些。圣经中属灵的原则，在这个不正常的情况，怎么样是付诸于实行
？Dear brother, dear sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，There is nothing sadly, nothing abnormal about this condition.
实际今天的光景还是蛮正常的。
Ever since the second century,
从第二世纪开始
，We've had this problem.
今天的问题当年就有了
，And it is a problem the Holy Spirit has addressed again and again and again and again.
然后圣灵针对这个不正常的光景，就一直在那里向我们讲怎么样。
You had the Donatists, the Montanists, you had the Bogomils, you had the Priscillianists, you had the Waldenses.
所以在教会的历史里头，你就看见神在不同的这些弟兄们身上。一代一代一代都做了工
，even before the Reformation，
即使在改教之前
，the Holy Spirit brought at least a remnant of believers to practice principles that we have talked about。
也就是说，在这一段教会不正常的光景里头，圣灵仍然兴起不同的弟兄们起来，照着圣经的基本原则来聚会。
There has not been a single period。In the history of the church since Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit hasn't taken the initiative.
从五旬节以来，这么漫长的历史里头，没有一天圣灵不做工，来感动一批人，照着圣经的原则来聚会。
These things have grown and gone.
那这些事情圣灵做了，然后又。消失了。
God did something in the first and second generation of every one of those movements.
在每一个圣灵的运动里头，神都兴起第一代、第二代的人。
It was the three materials out of which the city of God is built.
因为在新耶路撒冷里头，只有三种材料
：gold，
黄金
；precious stone，
宝石
；pearl，
珍珠。
And it's almost as if the Lord lets the thing go.
所以好像在地上你神有的时候让一些事情
and starts again
死了然后再起来
it is amazing
所以很稀奇
even the reformation
甚你看改教运动
quickly broke up into all kinds of groups abnormal
这个改教运动很快的就变成一盘散沙
and our brother spoke about the Moravians
那么我们弟兄提到摩维利亚弟兄们
and the early Well, we call them today Methodists.
或者我们今天叫他叫做Methodist, 这个美裔美会。
Yeah. But I mean, in fact, the early Methodists didn't even call themselves Methodists.
但是当这一群弟兄兴起来的时候，他们不叫自己叫美裔美会。
They saw themselves as the children of God.
但是他们是神的儿女。
They were actually called by others enthusiasts.
那么有些人早年叫他们叫做热心分子。
Then later they got the name Methodist.
然后时间长了以后，人家叫他叫
It doesn't matter where you turn.
不管你朝什么方向看
，There has been abnormal conditions.
都有这些不正常的光景。
Well, what happened in China?
在中国呢？
Unbelievably abnormal conditions. Every form of denomination.
你也同样看到，在西方的这些宗派，在中国照样有。
And then God took hold of men like Brother Watchman Nee.
但是神兴起像你弟兄这样的人。
And what about India?
在印度呢
？With our Brother Bak Singh.
巴辛弟兄。
Every conceivable denomination.
也是有。一样的问题，各样的宗派。
And God will raise up Brother Bak Singh and others.
神就在印度兴起巴信跟其他的众弟兄们。
And the same in Britain with Brother Sparks.
在英国史巴克弟兄们。
There's never been a time when we've not had these abnormal conditions.
所以你看整个的情形，没有一个时代没有这种不正常的这种背景。
Why?
为什么？
Because of there is an enemy.
因为有仇敌的工作。
And every single move of the Holy Spirit has come alongside to see where the weakness is and finally destroy it.
所以神做工，仇敌也做工，邪灵在旁边一直看哪里有缺口就进去破坏。
But it does, I do not believe that Satan will win.
但是我不相信撒旦会赢。
The wonderful thing is that the Holy Spirit has taken the initiative and will take the initiative.
神的灵在每一个时代都会主动的来做工。
Until those words are fulfilled, the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come."
因为启示录最后告诉我们，圣灵。与心腹说预备好了来吧。
So dear brother, dear sister, whoever asked the question, I think it represents more than just one person. Take heart. Obey the Lord. Follow the Lord completely. And may the Lord lead you to others of like mind.Who can together share the Lord?
所以我对青年的弟兄姊妹这样鼓励你们，你们跟忠心的跟随主，祷告求主带领你们，把让你们有相同心智的人在一起为教会祷告。
One question I think I can answer simply, but I think it'd be better for Brother Stephen to have answered this one. Does the bride, the wife of the Lamb, the New Jerusalem, is it all believers or only those who've grown in the Lord?
另外一个问题就是说，这个心腹，预备整齐，这个心腹是指。历世历代所有的基督徒呢，还是指着历世历代中那些成熟的基督徒说的
？Every believer is potentially, in my understanding, part of the wife of the Lamb.
那我个人的相信是，每一个蒙宝血拯救的神的儿女，都在。原则上是有份于这个心腹。
Everyone truly born of God，
我是指真正重生得救的人。
That man or woman is potentially part of the wife of the Lamb。
每一个真正重生得救的基督徒，他具有潜力成为这一个心腹的一个部分。
Now in the understanding the Lord has given me。The father doesn't want to marry a babe to the Lord Jesus.
照我的了解，当然，天父没有意思要让一个没有成熟的 妻子来跟他的儿子匹配。
He doesn't believe in child marriage.
这个儿童结婚这是不可能的事。
As simple as that.
就是这么简单。
What do you think that the Lord is interested in having someone next to him that looks beautiful, like a Hollywood star, wonderful nails, wonderful hair, wonderful eyelashes, wonderful figure, and nothing between the ears?
你难道想到这个将来基督的心腹跟好莱坞的那个女明星一样的外表看起来非常动人美丽，但是从脑袋这边到耳朵到那边中间是空的。
I mean, think. She's just that all he wants is someone there next to him to look pretty.
难道主的心腹只是好看吗？
No, 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 no.
不是的。
The word of God is very clear.
主的话很清楚。
He wants us to sit down with him in his throne.
因为主说要与他同坐宝座。
As he sat down,
跟他同像他坐在父的宝座上。
He himself as a man was made perfect, complete, mature through suffering.
我们的主他是经过苦难而学习了完全才能够掌权。
Therefore, as I understand it, the bride consists of those who by the grace of God alone and by the power of the Holy Spirit have grown to maturity.
同样的原则，他的心腹也必须靠着神的恩典与圣灵的能力，经过许多的苦难，然后学习达到完全。
That's as far as my revelation from the Lord goes.
这是我从主所得的领受的启示。
Is the one to answer some of the questions? Will God have some way of causing these babies to grow?
那剩余的部分，那些没有成熟的，主是不是让他们怎么样能够长大？那是江弟兄的问题。
It's a theological problem.
那是神学性的。
Really, the Catholics got purgatory.
因为天主教是讲还有炼狱的问题。
So did the Orthodox Church.
东正教也是有这样的。
Yeah, they got this idea.But I don't think we should go beyond what is clearly revealed to us.
我觉得重点是我们注意看圣经已经启示的部分。
But we need to grow. That's the problem.
重点是我们要成长成熟。
When our assembly meetings, our church meetings are so boring, something wrong.
如果我们的聚会变得那么沉闷、死气沉沉的话，这是大问题。
We've stopped growing.
因为我们不再成长了。
We are not moving with the Lord.
因为我们不是跟随主。
We're not advancing with the Lord.
我们没有进步。
We've become a fourth, fifth generation.
因为我们慢慢变成第四、第五代的人了。
We're dying.
因为我们灭亡。
Dying on our feet.
我们站在那里就死亡了。
Dying while we sing hymns.
我们唱诗的时候就带着死气
沉沉。And while we read the Bible.
我们读圣经也死气沉沉。
And while we say prayer.
我们祷告死气沉沉。
We need to be alive.
我们需要生命。
This is the great, the key need. The greatest necessity is to grow in the Lord.
所以最大的需要在今天的教会就是在基督里面长进。
Let me say something to you younger ones.
我要对青年人说几句话。
That fleshly elder or leader that you've got such a problem with.
你看到你们聚会中那些不长进的长者。
Maybe the Lord will teach you a tremendous amount through just being under that brother's leadership.
这是神给你一个最佳机会，在这样的权柄面前学习很重要的十字架功课。
Maybe he will teach you if The Lord gives us time and you become a leader. How not to lead?
就给你一个样子，就是说将来你长大了，你不要像那个样子。
But we, you know, we grow very often by the relationship to one another in the church.
我们成长的时候，一个很重要的部分，我们跟其他的肢体怎么样一起成长。
Well, that's the second grouping. Here is the third, the most difficult. I've kept it to the end.
第三个难题。
I was hoping that Jose would say, I think the time is up.
我希望胡弟兄说时间到了。
I've had a whole number of questions about the charismatic.
因为这里有一摞的问题是关于灵恩的问题。
Shall we accept or reject the charismatic movement? Does it come from God?
到底灵恩运动是从神来的，还是我们应该拒绝它？
I personally have no doubt at all that the charismatic movement in its beginnings was a real move of the Spirit of God.
在这个灵恩运动的起头，我是毫无疑问是圣灵的一个工作。
In the recovery move of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵在做恢复工作的时候
，as we see it through the history of the church,
你说整个两千年教会的历史
，we ought not to stop at the brethren movement.
这个圣灵恢复的工作不是停到弟兄。的运动就完了。
I always remember that our brother Sparks,
我记得史巴克弟兄说
，his mother was an Irvingite.
他的妈妈是在 Irvingite 这一个运动的里头。
He was a minister.
这个是一个牧师。
He began a movement in 1860.
1816年，神借着这个弟兄就开始一个运动
，about the recovery of the church。
那个时候神就让他看见要恢复教会的真理。
Today he is called the father of the charismatic。
那今天这个弟兄被后来的人称为灵恩之父。
But the Spark personally told me.I grew up in my mother's drawing room meetings, listening to tongues and prophecies and all kinds of gifts.
所以史弟兄说，他从小长大在妈妈的带领之下，那妈妈的这些聚会都有，他从小就听，他们讲方言啊，唱灵歌啊这些事情。
But he felt that the Lord led him far beyond that.
但是圣灵的带领还超过这些。
These gifts, tongues, interpretation, prophecies, prophetic utterances, have never ceased in the history of the church.
不管方言也好，翻方言也好，说预言也好，等等这些灵恩的表现。在教会的历史中一直产生，一直发生，没有断过。
When people say that it was restored in the Welsh revival of 1903,
但是有人说这些事情是在1903年这个威尔士大复兴以后才开始的。
It is wrong.
这个讲法不正确。
When out of the Welsh revival came three Pentecostal denominations.
这个威尔士大复兴是出自于三个灵恩的教会
Elim Assemblies of God and the Apostolic
有一个叫以灵教会，有一个叫做使徒教会。
American Christians always say Azusa Street 1906。
美国的这些灵恩的人常常指的这个阿苏萨街的这个教会。
Los Angeles.Yeah.
指的那个阿苏萨街的在洛杉矶的一个教会。
They say before then there were no tongues, no gifts.
在那个之前，没有方言这些灵恩的现象。
But there were gifts with the Anabaptists.
但是你去看教会历史
with the Waldenses,
你的 Waldens, 古东弟兄们
and with the Donatists,
崇敬派的弟兄们都有同样经验
with the Priscillianists,
oh well,
go on,
with the Huguenots,
这个法国的 Huguenot 弟兄们
and with the Quakers,
跟这些贵格会的人
It has never ceased.
所以你就知道从来没有停过
Whenever there's been a lot of spiritual life
当人对生灵有活的感觉的时候
these kind of manifestations
那么这些灵
were present
这些圣灵的表现灵恩的表现都会出
来 Wesley talks about it in some of his meetings
你在卫斯理的讲道里他都提到
He says people fell down and babbled.
然后他讲到这些人在聚会中倒在地上。
Martin Luther complains about the prophets at Worms that they babbled.
那么马丁路德也提到有一些人在聚会中说方言，然后就倒在地上。
Prophesied to one another.
然后说预言。
It has never ceased.
所以意思是说没有停止过。
The Puritans,
清教徒
that we think of as the most conservative.
清教徒是最保守的咯。
The Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones, who was an authority on the Puritans, said to me once, you know, Lance, they used to, in their meetings, people fell down and spoke in tongues.
就是这个有名的一个牧者叫做钟马田，他亲自跟我说，在他们的聚会中。有人倒在地上说预言
，and the preacher would say, "Leave them, leave them."
那讲道的传道人就是说，不要动他，让他就让他讲。
Now this is not just to say that all this is right.
我不是说对错的问题。
What our brother said earlier, Brother Stephen, is absolutely we need to underline it. We need to discern the spirits whether they be of God.
我要加重刚刚江弟兄所讲的，灵的运动你一定要去试验那个灵。
John in his first letter, chapter 2, says, You have an anointing from God that you know what is true.
所以约翰说在约翰一书里面告诉我们，你在你们里面有恩膏的教训。
You have an inner witness.
有一个里面的见证
Even when you're young in the Lord
你即使是一个刚信主的
That witness is there
圣灵的见证在里面
How many times I've noticed young believers are more quick to smell something funny
刚信主的
older believers
这个他们的嗅觉常常比这个老基督徒嗅觉好
I remember we had someone once at Halford House
我记得我们当年在 Halford House 的时候
There was definitely something very odd about him.
那个人怪里怪气的。
And the old one said, "Oh, wonderful."
那老基督徒说，那个人太棒了，太好了。
This man has such vision.
这个人有印象。
But the younger people came to me and said, "Brother, I don't like to criticize, but hey, brother, there's something wrong."
但是年轻的就过来跟我说。我并不是要批评论断，但是这个人的东西有问题了。
What was the difference between the older and the younger?
那么到底老基督徒跟新基督徒有什么不同啊
？The younger didn't know anything.
因为年轻的不知道什么事啊。
So they went by an inner witness.
他们就照着直觉来啊。
And the older ones had the inner witness, but they pushed it down.
但是老的呢，他有里面的感觉，但是他把这个压制住了。
Said no, temperamentally I'm different to this brother.
我跟这个人不太一样
so, he push it down.
他就把他压下来
One old brother said to me many years ago The first reaction that you have in your spirit is nearly always the right one
一个老练的基督徒有一次跟我说你的灵觉的第一次的那个感觉往往是对的
Now let me come back to the question
好，我再回到我们的问题。
Is the charismatic of God?
灵恩运动是出于神吗
？Something that has swept millions into the kingdom of God cannot be of the devil.
这个运动有百万的人被带进神的国，我们不能说这是出于魔鬼。
On the other hand, What I've said does not mean that what is happening now is of the Lord.
但是并不是说到今天正还在变化的情形都是出于神，不能这样说。
The charismatic is already dying.
因为这个灵恩运动现在已经进入它的
crystallizing into huge mega churches.
因为现在已经变成一个组织化的东西，变成一个大的结晶体了。
Many things in it that are wrong.
很多里面有东西是错的。
Not they're of the world.
已经世界化了。
Psychological manipulation.
有用心理学来掌控人。
Almost witchcraft.
甚至到了有巫术的掺杂进来。
In sort of influencing.
来感动人。
Every great move of the Spirit of God. At some point or another, institutionalizes and crystallizes.
所以你就看见圣灵每一次做事之后，人总是慢慢就把它变成一个人的组织，然后把它变成一个结晶。
Now, dear brother, dear sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，I may be wrong,
我可能讲错了
，I believe I am right,
但是我还是相信我是做对的。
And one of the reasons is that I, with others, was involved.In prayer warfare, we felt in Richmond, in England, that we needed to set aside all the meetings and seek the Lord in prayer.
我与一些弟兄们在这个祷告的征战里面有一点学习，在伦敦也好，在 Richmond 也好，我们常常需要把许多一般的聚会放下来，专门来祷告征战。
On the first day of September of 1961,
1961年9月1号
，we put aside all our normal.
我们把所有一般的聚会放下
，and we began to meet in prayer.
我们就开始聚在一起，专门祷告。
Within a year, we had grown so much in number.
在一年之内，这个祷告会迅速的成长。
That we felt we had to restore the Bible study.
然后我们觉得需要有查经的聚会。
Because we will never let go of the Lord's table.
所以我们当然擘饼的聚会是一直进行。
But every day, 7 days of the week, for each of those years.We pray.
我们这个祷告会是每天的进行。
Our prayer was for the building of the church.
我们乃是为着神家的建造来祷告。
That God would break through all the denominational barriers.
神能够打破所有这些宗派的隔阂。
And somehow do something.
求圣灵来做他的工作。
Interestingly, it was exactly, none of us realized it,Exactly 10 years from when we began to pray in 1951.
然后是you began in 61.
In 61 was this, but 51, 10 years
earlier,
we prayed for 4 months.
10年前51年的时候我们也有4个月的祷告。
And out of that came the work in Richmond.
所以从那个祷告四个月之后开始有 Richmond 的聚会。
We first, in about 1962, we began to hear of strange stories of the Holy Spirit falling upon absolutely dead churches.
然后在60年代的时候，我们就听见有一些很稀奇的见证，说圣灵在某一个很死的教会开始做工。
No big speakers.
那个聚会没有大的讲员。
No well-known names.
没有什么有名的人物。
I remember one little old Methodist church in Cornwall, right in the west of England.
在伦敦的西部有一个美会的一个很小的教会。
Dead as the dodo.
死气沉沉的一个老教会。
Yes, absolutely dead.
完全没有生气。
And the Holy Spirit fell on this group.
然后圣灵就在这一群弟兄姊妹身上。
And the most amazing things happened.
然后就发生稀奇的事。
People got saved.
有人得救
，in one village after another，
一村一村的来
，people got healed，
有人得病得医治
，we could then we thought， oh， we heard they speak in tongues，
我们听到他说方言
，this isn't what we're praying for， we said，
这不是我们祷告的内容
，we're not praying for tongues，
我们并没有求方言
，or gifts， we're praying for the church，
我们祷告乃是复兴教会
，then we heard in the south of Wales。
然后在威尔士的南边
，exactly the same thing，
又有同样的事发生。
Then we heard in the north of England，
然后英国的北部也有
，something the same，
同样的事发生。
No big names，
都是名不竞争。
No one traveling around from place to place，
也没有什么传道人来来去去。
Then we began to wonder，
我们就开始思想
，Is God answering prayer in a way that we don't understand？
难道这就是神答应我们的祷告是我们不懂的吗？
You know, after 3 years,
3年之后
I remember very clearly.
我今天都还记得。
It was a Wednesday.
是一个礼拜三。
And you know that dead boring meeting I talked about? I thought, what are we doing? It's so dead.
我刚刚讲到那个死气沉沉的聚会是死透了。
We've been praying now for 3 years.
现在我们祷告了三年。
Are we flogging a dead horse?
我们是不是这个对一个死的马还在那边希望它复活
？Maybe we're just determined, and it's not the Lord.
我们说这大不是神的工作。
And suddenly,
但是忽然间
，2/3 of the way into that rather dead meeting.
那个聚会有了差不多过了2/3了。
Someone said, I feel I'm looking into heaven.
有一个弟兄说我好像看到了天。
And someone else the other side of the room said, I'm seeing the same thing.
另外一个弟兄就说、哦、是啊我也有看见同样的事啊。
And then one of the elder brothers said, I see the same thing.
然后又一个年长的弟兄说我也看到同样的事啊。
And then they broke into everyone praising the Lord.
所以然后就看到每一个人开始赞美神了。
Then a sister had a scripture.
然后有一个姐妹有一段经文。
Within 1 year, the walls will come down.
在一年之内，所有隔断的墙通通拆毁。
And then we felt this has to be the Lord.
所以我们心里面就很清楚，这是圣灵的工作。
Only we knew the Lord had heard our prayer.
因为神听了我们的祷告。
So then we decided for 1 year.
所以我们
we would praise the Lord.
我们这一年的祷告就是赞美神。
We would just come together and we would thank him.
所以我们就在一起祷告的时候就赞美神。
Well now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
this whole thing began in 1964. 63, 64, it had started earlier, but really it began in... We couldn't believe what we saw. I went to see Brother Spark.
这个事情从62一直到64我们简直无法相信神的工作，我就去找斯巴克弟兄。
What do you feel is happening？
请教他这些事情怎么解释
？I mean, we are seeing dead pastors and dead ministers suddenly alive in the Lord。
那个本来死气沉沉的牧师，现在充满生命。
I never forgotten one missionary coming and ringing on the bell at Halford House。
我永远记得有一个宣教士跑到我们聚会的地方去灵。
I'd known her since the day I was saved.
我知道她好多年，我得救那天就认识她了。
She was in charge of a whole work in Nepal.
您会
？In Nepal.
哦，她是到尼泊尔做宣教的。
And she always looked down on me.
她每次都向下看扁了我。
She was older than me. She was always saying, you should do so and so and so and so. Always giving me a list of things I ought to do.
每次见到我都要我做这些做那些事情。
And when I opened the door,
我开了门
I couldn't believe it.
我不敢相信我的眼睛。
She shone. Shine.
她发光。
Absolutely as if the glory of God was in her.
她像 神一样这样发光。
And she said to me, "Have you a moment for a spot of fellowship?"
她说你有点时间，我想跟你交通交通。
She'd never asked that question in all the years I'd known her.
这辈子她从来没有这样跟我说好话过。
And I said, "You must have had an experience of the Holy Spirit."
所以我就说，你是不是经历了圣灵了
？How could you tell?
那他说你怎么知道
？I could multiply that by a thousand. Yes, there's a lot that was counterfeit.
是在灵恩运动中有很多假冒的东西。
A lot that was flesh.
很多东西是出于肉。